He's thrown only six balls so far. Wood swings and drives one to deep center. Going back on it, Rodriguez looking up, going, and off the batter's eye, a home run. Gone, goodbye for James Wood. To the right of the 401-foot marker. And the Nationals on the scoreboard with a clout by Wood just to the right of dead center field. It's home run number 14. And for Wood, he leads the team in runs batted in, his 37th of the year. And it's now the Mariners 3 and the Nationals 1.
That is Charlie Slows on the call last night via the Washington Nationals radio network. Nats fall 9-1 at the hands of the Seattle Mariners, who are first place in the American League West. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin. As he is out for the remainder of the week, if I'm not mistaken. Denton Day, happy birthday to our brother from another mother. My guy Denton Day, one of my absolute favorites. Mad Max behind the glass, playing all the tunes, keeping us up to speed. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Linnell. How are we?
I am...
You know, there's another birthday that you...
Whose birthday did I miss? Ah! I have something special for that.
Oh, I'm sure.
I have something very special for that. But, You can get in my ear on that, and we can be funny with that. But
we'll plot.
We will plot. No, I'm doing good. We have a lot planned for you all. It is a loaded day. Normally, right in Sports Radioville, May the 28th.
Yeah,
could be a very, very dry news day.
I was really expecting to be scraping by today. And then it all hit me.
We're literally overloaded, and that is good for your boy because I'm doing a little double dip. You can also catch me tonight on The Fan from 6:30 to 9:10, leading into game two of Nats and Mariners. Loaded show for you. Britt Giroli of The Athletic going to join us at about 10:20. We'll get her thoughts on what I want to open up with. We played that James Wood audio. He hit home run number 14 on the season last night. He has been awesome to this point and a part of this young Nats core that has some folks excited, except for Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, who went scorched earth yesterday on the Washington Nationals, pretty much calling out what they have been over the past 3-4 years, and really since the start of this rebuild. The lead reads, Nationals remain amongst MLB's bottom feeders despite lengthy rebuild. And this is always tough because I think with the Nationals, for me at least, when I have discussion about them, when I have discourse about them and why things, you know, are kind of on a slow roll here when it comes to their rebuild, my number one excuse that I bake in for them, and I think it's genuine and valid, the Nationals didn't get to capitalize financially and from a popularity standpoint off of their World Series in 2019. I think in any professional sport, especially when it comes to finances, and we know that's been a big issue amongst Nats fans with this group, is they don't spend a lot of money. Well, they didn't get to benefit off of a World Series gate in 2020, right? They didn't get to, you know, capitalize off of merchandise being sold. Now, obviously, merch stores are open, things of that nature, but it's COVID, right? The country was shut the hell down. They weren't even traveling, you know, Charlie and Dave onto away broadcasts. Like, it was that, and that was also a financial move. So, like, it's tough. It is. So, I feel like that's the one excuse that I do give the Lerner family. But this Ken Rosenthal piece goes into so much, and I will tweet it out. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. This Ken Rosenthal piece, he goes completely scorched earth. And the timing of it, I say, is absolutely brilliant because this morning, the general manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo, was on with the Sports Junkies this morning and got to defend him. We'll let you hear from Mike Rizzo in a second, but I do want to give you some of what Ken Rosenthal had to say. And he starts out with bangers, right? Since winning the World Series in 2019, the Nationals ranked third in the majors in losses, one behind Pittsburgh, 14 behind Colorado. And they're off to a 24-29 start. I will say this, to the Nats' credit, to Rizzo's credit, the timing of this article is interesting because they had been playing well here over the stretch of the past 2.5 weeks. Obviously, that 1-7 start to begin the regular season is really the issue, and they have had plenty of issues with their bullpen. The relief pitching has not been very good. Their bats have once again gone cold at different points throughout this year, but what Ken Rosenthal and The Athletic really hits on here is they've got a pretty wicked cocktail of bad things happening to them. It's an ownership group that is reluctant to spend, and I kind of gave you a little reason why they may be reluctant to spend, because they may not have the money. And it's also a scouting department, a baseball operations group that, quite frankly, you know, since landing Strauss and Harper in back-to-back years in 2009 and 2010, they haven't really drafted worth a damn. If we're being, you know, pretty honest about this thing. Here's the tall tale sign of this Washington Nationals team. Think about this, right? This rebuild began in 2020, technically, right? You gutted yourself after the 2019 World Series. You knew the Juan Soto trade was going to be imminent. There was a lot of doubts at that time as to whether or not they'd be able to land a deal with him. But to Rizzo's credit, that Juan Soto deal, whether, you know, fans understand it or not, was a massive, massive deal. And quite frankly, a deal that I could go out on a limb and say, yeah, the Nats won that trade. When you look at the best players on this Washington Nationals roster right now, they are a byproduct of the Juan Soto deal. C.J. Abrams, James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, all byproducts of this deal. And I think if you were to ask folks, that's who you would think are the best players on this team. So the one thing that I look at when I look at the Washington Nationals big picture, what's next for me as a fan, what I'm most concerned about next as a fan is, well, are they going to be able to lock up some of these key young guns that have played really well for them this year and starting last year? Talking about Mackenzie Gore, James Wood, C.J. Abrams. It's tough. The guy that I think has the best chance of re-signing would be C.J. Abrams, because he's not represented by Scott Boras. Abrams, a part of Roc Nation. And apparently, this past spring, or last spring rather, there were pretty substantive discussions with the Nationals regarding an extension of C.J. Abrams. That's according to the Post, but a deal didn't get done at that time. And guess what? Yesterday's price is not today's price, especially with C.J. Abrams, who was turned into one of the best young shortstops in all of the majors. So it is going to be fascinating to see how this all works out. The tough part about it, and why I guess Ken was able to go scorched earth, there's a track record and a pattern of behavior here with this organization of not doing things right. And I don't know where the buck stops, so to speak, right? I try to give Mike Rizzo the benefit of the doubt, because we saw it during the mid-2010s. When he's been allotted money, when he's been allowed to go out and spend, he brought you Max Scherzer. He brings you big fishes all the time when he's given that leeway. And I think the issue that Nats fans had this winter in particular is, okay, this is the first full season of James Wood in the bigs, right? This will be the first full season of Dylan Cruz in the bigs. If you have faith in those prospects, if you believe that they're legit, and I would have to believe that everyone in that organization understood completely that James Wood's a badass. James Wood is a superstar, MVP caliber type of player, right? Add to that core. You're not as far away, I think, as maybe ownership's making it seem, because the one thing you continuously hear when it comes to why they are not spending is they're not ready. They're too young. No one wants to hear that. The time is now. This is Major League Baseball. This is pro sports. You don't have forever and a day to go out and put a contender together. Now, I will say this, right? When you won the World Series in 2019, it gives you a little bit of leeway. It buys you some time, so to speak. But the baseball gods and, you know, the world had other plans. You had COVID that you had to deal with. So you winning the World Series in 2019, you know how I would describe that, Max? It's similar to the Lakers title in the bubble, right?
Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse almost. Low-key. Like, it's, but I'm going to give more respect to the Nats, because that was a real season. They earned it.
And they won all four games in the World Series on the road.
Yes, and it was tough feat. Like, it was awesome. Them not being able to capitalize off of it, though, I think puts a real damp towel, a damp, you know, wet blanket over this situation, man. And it is tough. Rosenthal goes on to say, amongst the current Nationals, the only player signed beyond next season is K-Bear Ruiz, somebody that Rizzo acquired from the Dodgers back in 21 for the Scherzer and Trey Turner deal. Here's the thing about K-Bear Ruiz, if we're being real. If he just turns into an average catcher, that deal looks amazing. I think it's like 8 years, $50 million. That may be the route that the Nats need to go moving forward. Try to get on guys early and hope that, hey, if they develop into just an average or above average player, you're getting a steal financially. But with K-Bear Ruiz, all of the numbers that you look at with him, he's awful, right? He's not really good behind the plate defensively. He started to hit the ball well to start this year, but that's really cooled off. And if we're being objective about it, Rosenthal goes on to say, these numbers, according to StatCast, rates poorly as a blocker and a framer and is only average as a thrower. So he was one of the worst catchers in Major League Baseball a season ago, in the year before as well. So it's like the one guy that you have locked up long-term isn't really good. When you look at guys that they have drafted and developed, the hit rate is just not very good. And especially with the first round picks, and think about how high some of these picks have been over the years. Like, this is why I continue to describe it as like a deadly cocktail. See, if you just had one or the other being an issue, not both, maybe people are more lenient. Maybe Ken Rosenthal doesn't go scorched earth. If you were drafting and developing guys well, but the Lerner family simply just wasn't, you know, able to extend resources financially to get veterans, then okay, that's a different issue. If it was the other way around, if the Lerners were going out splashing cash everywhere, and then you weren't hitting on your first round picks, then maybe people, you know, would give you a pass. But when both of those issues are at the forefront with this team, it's a deadly cocktail, as I continue to describe it as, man. It's tough. It's tough because my big thing is, like, is there confidence amongst the fan base that this gets better moving forward? And, like, that's the ugly part of this. The confidence would be is if they were able to sign James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, and C.J. Abrams long term. That would be a win for the organization. But we know, based off of, one, the way those three guys are playing, and then two, the organizational track record, is probably not going to happen. But Ken Rosenthal went scorched earth on the Washington Nationals yesterday. I will tweet the link out via The Athletic. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Ironically enough, Radio Gold happened this morning. Mike Rizzo, the general manager of the Washington Nationals, he joined the Sports Junkies this morning, and we're going to play a couple of cuts from that conversation. Max, if you can help us lead into the first one and kind of introduce what this is.
Yeah, this one's him just kind of responding to the piece. This is the second part of what you and I listened to before the show. So here we go.
And to comment on the article, like I said, I got a summation from our PR people. I didn't read the whole thing. But, yeah, there's some validity to some things that he said there. I think that it was odd timing because we've won seven out of our last 11. I think we played pretty well. We swept the Orioles, and we took a two-game series against the Braves, and now we got this tough West Coast trip, which going out to Seattle and the West Coast is never easy. So, we'll be grinding away. We've been grinding all year. I'm proud of the way the effort that they put in from the players and the coaching staff and that type of thing. You've seen some young players, baptism by fire when you're throwing Hassel and Dalen Lyle and against Robbie Ray, Cy Young contender. That's no picnic. But I think that you're going to see the development of these guys come and that type of thing. These guys are developing at the big league level. We've been doing it for the last 3 or 4 years. We've developed players that have won division titles and world championships and that type of thing. So I think that some of those comments were, some of those statistics were kind of cherry picked and that type of thing.
Yeah, it's Mike Rizzo. I give him credit, right? Because it's a tough spot to be in. You just got eviscerated by one of the most respected columnists in all of Major League Baseball. And now you kind of got to get on the radio the next morning and defend it. And it comes after a 9-1 loss, albeit against, you know, one of the hottest teams right now in the American League, talking about Seattle. And it was a good night for you because James Wood hits a homer. But, you know, money-making Mitch Parker wasn't very good last night. In fact, in four of his last five starts, he hadn't gone deeper than four innings. So it's been very, very tough for that young man and this group as a whole. Now, like Rizzo just explained, over the past week and a half, 2 weeks, they have turned a little bit of a corner and have played a lot better. Relieving, you know, Sims and Poche has helped out the bullpen immensely, as some people would think. But, like, I don't know. There's a sector of Nats fans out there, the homers, as I would call them, and say, well, is it really all that bad? Because if the bullpen had just been a little bit better this year, then maybe this is a 500 ball club. Be realistic about the woes of this bullpen and the other issues that exist with this team. Their lack of aggression, running the bases, some of the defensive woes that we've seen. It's not that there are more than just reliever issues with this group, is what I would say. And let's just be real. If the relievers were better, you probably win two or three more games. And it kind of sucks for you right now because I think coming out of spring training, there was this thought process that, hey, we want to compete for a wild card spot. That's what they're telling everybody. That's what they believe internally as an organization. And this year, the National League, absolutely loaded when it comes to the wild card race. Playing 500 ball may not even keep you in the race here for the entirety of this thing. So it'll be interesting to see what ultimately happens. I want to let you hear one more Mike Rizzo cut. We got Britt Giroli, Ken Rosenthal's colleague at The Athletic, going to join us to give her thoughts on this coming up momentarily. But here is Mike Rizzo on one of the biggest complaints amongst Nats fans, why this team has the 27th ranked payroll in all of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I think I got a summary of it from our PR people. Yeah, I mean, people, Ken and a lot of other journalists, and they ask for comments all the time about a bunch of stuff. I rarely make comments to
I'm gonna hop in here real quick on that because I was a bad host and tossed the wrong cut to our guy Mad Max. But one other thing that Rizzo hit on this morning was, like I just alluded to, why the Nationals' payroll has been one of the lowest in all of Major League Baseball. And I think there was a lot of frustration this winter in particular about them not spending. And any fan out there, it's cut number two in that. Here's Mike Rizzo on why, you know, ownership hasn't spent the money that people, you know, expected them to.
I mean, ownership is shown that when they feel that we're ready to win, they spend, and I've never had a problem with that. Hopefully that continues, and I think that the day is coming that we're going to be in a position to win, and to show support. That means buying some free agents and that type of thing. But it's also we went for it in a different way back in the first rebuild, and let us not forget we've done this before. Ken and the other journalists can point out, the flaws of how we're doing this rebuild. It's taking too long and that type of thing. But the one thing they can point to us and not point to hardly any other teams around is we've rebuilt from the bottom up when MLB owned this thing to winning a championship. And we did it in 13 years from start to a championship. And we're, unfortunately had to rebuild again, and we're rebuilding now. It's taken, it's since the Soto trade, it's been 2-3 years of a rebuild, which is painful, and we all know that. But if Ken or anybody else can't see where this organization is as far as talent base and that type of thing, then I don't know what to tell anybody. The fans see it, the players see it, the opposition team sees it, and they see the talent and that type of thing.
Yeah, Mike Rizzo doing what he can to try and defend his moves and to defend the organization. I give him a ton of credit for it because it's not an easy position to be in, but it's to talk about being rebuilt from the ground up from when you first came back to D.C. Like, come on, Mike. That's not really relevant at this point in time. What's relevant is you lucked up and were able to draft Juan Soto. You deserve a ton of credit for that, by the way. It's not something that I'm trying to, you know, slight you for or knock you for. But if you were actually handling business properly within the scouting department, and they've made significant changes to that group since the beginning of the 2023 season, you would have some guys coming up the pipeline that are going to be ready to go. That's the big issue right now with the organization to me. More than the spending problem, they cannot draft and develop and retain talent. And if you can't do that in this Major League Baseball, you're not going to have much success. Just getting rolling, though, here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Lynnell Willingham sitting in for Kevin. We'll take you up to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Number to call is 301-230-0980. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Britt Giroli of The Athletic joins us next to give her thoughts on her colleague Ken Rosenthal going scorched earth on the Washington Nationals. That is next on the Team 980.